On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you show the fight.
Rainy days, Mondays, always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
It's Monday, and that means Victoria, Tori Lagarde joins us on Mondays, which is what it is.
I join you where?
Right here.
I join you.
I'm adjoined.
That's hot. I join everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty hot for yourself.
It? Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, there you go. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you. I don't know what's so happy about it as far as Martians. It's Martian Luther King Day.
It is. It's a new holiday. And you don't get mail, so I guess that's always a pain.
Some things are closed, some things are open, no mail.
It's a federal holiday.
Yeah.
In Arizona, too, right?
I don't know.
We don't know. I always want to look that up because they always like to stay out of stuff.
Yeah, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They got no time zones. They got nothing.
Are they going to get a wall? Is that part of the whole wall area?
Let's wall off Arizona. How about that idea?
You know.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
Anyway, Martin Luther King Day, an important man in our history, and wish he was around right now, to be honest with you.
Right.
Things would be a little bit more sane, I believe.
Yeah, well, there'd be another voice, a loud voice, to try to correct some of this nonsense.
Yes, someone who has the ability to gather people and get
for the right reasons.
Them.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, you don't really gather people for the wrong reasons, to be honest with you. You get some people. You get smatterings.
Oh, I thought I meant like that Charlottesville thing. They were gathering for the
reasons. Oh, that.
They definitely gather for wrong reasons.
I thought you meant people gathering around Trump. No. No. Although I will say I will visit him in jail. I don't mind that.
Maybe he'll go to the gulag.
Yeah, and take his kids with him.
You know.
Hey, here's a tip. If you're ever going to become president, don't take your kids with you and give them jobs. You're all going down together. It's bad enough you're going down. You take your kids with you.
That's happened in history, I'm pretty sure.
It must have.
I mean, even in businesses and things, I think I've heard about stuff like that. Wasn't there that Bernie guy that, you know, his son killed himself? And remember the guy that did the pyramid thing? He made all this money. Bernie... What was his name? He had a son and he was in trouble too.
Really?
Madoff. Right, I can't pronounce anything.
I remember Madoff because he made off with everybody's money.
Madoff, right. That's him. So
perfect name.
It can. The family things, they'll, yeah.
That was a tip. Never,
you know.
Never work with someone named Madoff. Hey, where is he? He made off. Oh my God, that was a tip.
Yeah, Dewey cheat him and how? Remember?
Exactly.
The law firm from the car show?
Was it Stooges who
car
did
talk?
That? I think it was.
Car Talk.
I thought the Stooges came up with that.
I don't know. I always heard it on that Car Talk.
Yeah, I think they stole
public
it from
radio
the
thing. Probably.
Yeah, which is a low thing to do because everybody knows the Stooges said it. So as soon as you steal it.
Oh, yeah. That was in the 30s, man. That goes back a couple days.
You know, sometimes I wish that I was around the 30s, although, no, then World War II was coming up. No, forget that.
Wasn't there like a depression and you had to wear hats? I don't know. It's not for me.
I get depressed sometimes and I wear a hat.
Women had to wear dresses.
Yeah.
I like my pants. I don't know. It just seems like
All right. Let's not go back all the way.
Okay.
Let's go back to something else.
Right.
Let's go back to the 70s.
Ooh, that's something I can get behind.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. Music was fun. People dressed really funky. They didn't care.
Right. Well, I was alive then. We were both alive then.
Yes.
Some people that are alive today weren't. You don't even know what you missed.
A lot of them weren't.
Kids. Silly kids.
Yeah. Some people who were alive don't even know that they were there.
That's a good point.
But it was a great time, man. People looked odd, but we all looked odd, so it was okay.
Did you hear they're talking about doing Woodstock again?
No.
Yeah.
For what?
They're doing a 50th reunion?
No, but see, Woodstock.
Is that
no,
7, 8, 9,
no, that doesn't.
2019.
Make sense.
That's this year.
Because there's music festivals all the time with a lot of people, and that's all it would be now. You have to have a purpose behind it.
Well,
they were like Woodstock was like a gathering of the people who wanted to be free and easy and smoke their pot and stuff. Now you legalize pot. What the hell are you doing?
Well, they tried it 20 years ago, and before 1999,
didn't
they
work
did the
well.
30 and no, it didn't
no,
work.
No,
and for 50, my boyfriend wants to go though.
Yeah,
he's thinking about going. I wonder who he's going to bring.
I, you know, first of all, I'm too old to sit down on a blanket for too long
because oh, no.
I'll never get up. You know,
I know
that, that's the first thing. Secondly, if it rains, I'm not going through that.
Oh,
and then with the mud and the rain, they liked it, but at my age, no, no.
Yeah, I don't. No. I'm
no
not
way.
Even that old, but I feel like I'm too old for that. Whatever that
no.
is.
I think most of the if they're bringing the same people back that went to Woodstock,
no.
I think most of them would say, "I can't see, but you sit down."
Well, I mean, Santana, who's still alive? Everyone's dead, isn't? Well, Roger Daltrey, you could get Roger Daltrey and Carlos Santana. I don't know
that's
who else.
That's about it.
Crosby, went, Stills, Nash.
Well, now it's just Crosby, probably.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
He's
I
always up for it.
Yeah,
right?
You don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't think that would work at all. That's ridiculous.
And if you're going to put new bands in, like Weezer or something, I mean, where's the draw there?
Well, then that's not Woodstock anymore.
Exactly. So, no. I mean, what, I didn't read the details because I just haven't.
Now, most of them have passed.
The
so,
good ones,
no.
like Jimi Hendrix. Oh, my goodness. Richie Havens, who I met in person and kissed on
Me
the cheek.
Me too. Oh, well, I didn't kiss him on the cheek, but
I thought that was pretty cool.
I was a movie theater manager of the Art Theater in Greenwich Village.
Mm-hmm.
And next door was a sound rehearsal studio. Richie Havens would go there. That was his rehearsal spot.
Mm-hmm. He had tons of rings. It's all about the rings.
And he would pull up in this car, nice car, get out, and he would go in. And we knew it, you know, we'd go, hey, Richie. Seriously, he was like
he's
right
really,
next door.
He's like such a nice, easy, laid-back guy.
He was just a guy walking
right.
into his place.
Just like he met us all after his concert years ago.
Yeah,
and it was just like nothing. It was like he was great. Not a lot of people went backstage either to meet him, and I thought that was too bad. I'm like, you really, you understand Richie Havens is going to like talk to us and exchange and touch him and whatever. It's awesome. I got pictures. It was great. He's a nice person. He was.
So that's the difference between us. You want to touch people. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to touch them. Because I don't get anything out of it.
It's kind of like you're shaking someone's hand. Like when I meet celebrities, I kind of want to just touch them, and I'm like, wow, okay, that just happened.
Yeah, no,
and it's just something simple.
I don't know where they've been. Because
it's a hand. Or I kissed him on the cheek. I actually did kiss Richie
Havens.
Yeah,
that's what you said.
I hugged Henry Winkler twice, the Fonz.
He's a nice guy.
Talked to Adam Sandler, who was really funny.
Heard a lot of bad things about him.
Yeah, I know, but he was funny at in the moment. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Derek is like a friend of my uncle's,
wow.
So I met her.
Tori.
I'm trying to think like any like really cool
can
people.
Vicariously,
William Shatner.
Can people
twice.
Vicariously touch you?
Yeah, you know.
So like
I'll
touched,
shake your hand.
Touched a woman who touched someone else.
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Like there's several. Oh, Scott Wilson, who passed away. He was on The Walking Dead. He was Herschel, and he did a lot of other stuff too. I mean, in Cold Blood, he did. Yeah, and
but you touched him.
And what's his name? Walder Gray, who was in Game of Thrones. He's the bad dude.
Again, that's where we're
his name
to
is
split.
David, and he's British. And I was talking like this to him the whole time, so he thought I was from England. So I got a free picture with him. It's on my Facebook.
Wow.
Oh, he was smitten with me.
Nice.
I said to him, "Are you married?"
Oh, he's smitten with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, most guys.
How did you miss that?
That's
one?
Like Lenny Clark. I mean, people that meet me, it's like, you know,
yeah,
I don't
Lenny
know.
Clark.
I'm very different. But anyway, no. So I was. I said, Clark. "Are you married?" And he said, "Yes." Are you? I said, "No."
Oh,
and then he was a little probably bummed
so
out because I'm available. I was available back then.
Okay.
When I met him,
but he wasn't
in Florida.
He wasn't Lenny.
No.
I don't know if Lenny is.
Yeah, I'm not interested in Lenny.
Yeah, really.
Lenny's fine, but you know, he's not Walder Frey.
You don't want
to be honest.
He's been around. He's been around and out, in and out. So to speak.
Oh, no.
Anyway, here we are, Martin Luther King Day.
Never met him.
Never touched him?
No. You know what? He died when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had the chance. It's when I got older that I started to, you know, get out in the world, I guess, and meet celebrities.
Some of my peeps are starting to go. Some of the people within my generation...
I heard that.
To go.
Yeah, I read about that. It said Ron's generation.
It did. It was a big article. It was in the Wall Street Journal. Big Ron's generation. Some of them are starting to leave. Yeah.
Good.
They're going for the door, babe.
Right.
As we say in the business.
Well, you know what I want to say? I don't have to look this up. I've been trying to ask you about this. Men, you're one. So I'm going to run this by you. Well, you know what? You're not manly, though. So this might not be applicable to you because I picture you as not doing this.
When you say manly, you're talking about me cutting down trees and building houses and playing with motors and things like that.
And using Gillette razors.
I don't shave. I have a beard.
So they're trying to get people to shave, and all the men are all getting upset about it, the way they're doing it, going about it.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. They're just trying to, you know, badmouth men with beards. Because, you know, what you do is to shave, dude. Stop being a snowflake. Relax. Oh, that's their job is to get you to use a razor.
Wait a second.
They're going to do it any way they can.
All right. Well, look.
Calm down, you know? Calm down. There's more important problems. They just want to focus on this.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it move you?
You know, it's called manipulation.
Well, I'm asking if it moved you.
Everything moves me. Because I'm just a sensitive, emotional person, but I can also see the other side of it. After I moved, you know, you want to get a clear head and you want to say, well, listen, let's just focus on what's happening right now. It's a razor company. Let's relax.
Let me tell you something. See, now
Budweiser is a beer company. They're trying to sell beer.
Let me tell you something. Because I think I'm on the opposite side of the $5 billion wall here with you on this one.
I don't want to build a wall.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're on different sides of the fence, and I just made
a
wall.
There's a wall? Okay.
Okay.
They dig tunnels, you know, by the way. We put up this wall, there's still going to be tunnels.
No,
whatever.
I know, there's no point.
Go on.
And it's not a $5 billion, it's a $20 billion wall. This is like
that Mexico is going to pay for. I'm going to start to explode.
Not now. But
no, no, no. Tariffs. I know, whatever.
Which we don't really have enacted at this point anyway.
Yeah.
And the national security, it's going to take over 10 years to build the wall, but that's besides the point.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, better not.
It's not happening.
Better not.
Not happening.
I was told something, and if it's not what you told me, like they're going to pay for it now, then I'm not.
It's not happening.
I'm out of it.
Let's all calm down for that, too.
Okay.
Everybody should calm down. Let's do some deep breathing. No walls. Right.
Okay, so here's what Gillette did. They put out this nice commercial, and I think what they did was they tried to sensitize the way that men are viewed. And it showed that men also have a sensitive side. We're all people, male and female.
Sure.
And I think apparently Gillette was saying that people think that we are the man company because if you have whiskers, all of a sudden you're a husky, grizzly man. So what we're saying is that we recognize that men are fathers and members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they have equal appreciation. But it's not silly because a lot of this, and I think it's a response to the Me Too movement and to the Trump beating his chest kind of thing,
yeah.
And talking about he can get any pussy he wants, that kind of thing.
Right.
I think Gillette was making a very, very nice point. Also, it's not the men that buy the products all the time. It is the women as well. So, there's some purchasing manipulation. But if you're going to do some purchasing manipulation, let's do it in an open, friendly, social manner. And I think that they achieved that. So I applaud them.
It wasn't passive-aggressive?
No.
All right.
No, I didn't think so at all. As far as I'm concerned, if more men were brought to the level of not strutting around like some type of cock-infested chicken, that they would be a little bit more members of society in a civilized manner as opposed to beating your chest every time subject comes up. I think that's absurd.
Right. Well, you have a beard and you're not a chest beater, so it's really...
I don't see women walking around leading with a vagina.
No.
Well, I have seen
some.
There's
hats. Weren't there some hats, the pink hats? I didn't get one.
I saw them. I don't know what that meant. I thought it was something
You know what? Hats don't look good on me, necessarily.
Okay.
I forget where all that was going, but...
I didn't know you were going anywhere with it.
No. We started with something about men. That's what it was.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
Back to square one.
Right.
Okay, so napkins.
Oh, the logical progression from talking about men, napkins.
Because this has been going on for years with me and all the relationships I'm in with men.
Okay.
I like to eat using a napkin.
Sure.
It's just part of when you put the plate down and the silverware and the drink, please put a napkin. Guys, don't do that.
Right.
I can't find a guy doing that unless I ask for one. It's not in their mind. They're wiping their hands on their pants.
Use a napkin.
See, that's why I thought you're not a good guy to ask.
I use a paper towel.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah. What is with this sleeve thing and this pant thing and this shirt?
I understand.
And it's or you're so neat that you don't even spill a drop. Your mouth is perfect when you're eating.
True.
I'm sorry.
True.
I eat like a slob. You should see me eat a taco. Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, tacos are sloppy things.
I've seen guys eat them completely neatly. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but whatever. But that's beside the point. That's another topic.
Well, because they don't want a napkin.
I'd want a napkin. Let's just start with a napkin.
I am wrong to ask because I have a beard. And I'm conscious of the fact that if I eat sloppy food, it's not going to, you know.
It's not your first rodeo. Your beardio.
No, I've been to beardios before.
There you go. So you already know.
I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that this is the case all the time?
Yes.
When you go out to dinner with a man.
There's a napkin on the table, though.
Do they use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes. Maybe not. I have to focus up because maybe they leave it there for a while. You know what? I get stuff on my fingers. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and start to put my hands up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is in homes,
yes.
Not at restaurants. Because obviously there's different situation. And then, you know, oh, I'm sorry. Let me get you a napkin or a paper towel or something.
Let me ask you, if a paper towel were provided, and then we'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
If it were provided, would you think the man would use it?
What do you mean?
Let's say you're giving a man as a role model.
First of all,
woman.
First of all, we're backwards.
All right.
I'm not doing the cooking here.
Okay.
This is never me cooking. This is me being cooked for. Because I don't cook necessarily.
Are you given? How do you attain your napkin? How do you get your napkin?
Hand raise. Napkin, please. I mean, does it need to be said, though?
And does the man usually bring a napkin over to you when you ask for it?
Of course.
Does the man get a napkin for himself?
Oh, yes.
Because
it's been put in his mind that, I need one, too.
Okay.
Why isn't it just common sense
for
men with beards or without beards
to
know we're going to be messy here a little bit, maybe? Are you neat like a woman with your beard, man?
Let me tell you why, Tori.
Okay. All right.
Men, by nature... are mama's boys. Mm-hmm. And half of them, I've taken a poll.
You're going to need a new commercial, Gillette, it sounds like.
Half of them do not operate without a woman setting them up for whatever is to come. The chore, the underpants. This is why men don't buy their own underpants.
Right, we talked about that.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
They have this complex that they need.
They want to be men.
They want to conquer the world and provide, yet they can't buy socks for some reason. So they want to be mothered a little bit by every woman, as sexually odd as that sounds. So, yes, if you get a napkin, then he will take. If you don't, he's not going to bother. He's not going to buy. He's not going to buy his own underpants. He's not going to buy his own socks. He's not going to get his own napkin.
Mm.
That's half of the.
So I have to live with this. It's been frustrating for many years. I go to family picnics. Family picnics.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family's doing it. Is it just like a middle class, lower class, upper class thing? They just don't care about napkins.
Mm-mm.
I've been to picnics where you got to. Well, people are sitting down to eat without napkins. These are hamburgers and hot dogs and potato chips. You need a napkin.
You do, but it's not part of the actual action of eating.
Okay.
Men need that female. I'm sorry to say this.
I'm really hung up on this,
I guess. They need a female to say, here, you need a napkin. And then they feel like, I'm taken care of. Someone's taking care of me.
That's psychological, huh?
As cocky and crazy as they are, they need to be taken care of. It's a very odd psychological situation, which I truly believe exists.
Well, maybe I need to be taken care of too, dude.
No, dude, you don't.
Hey.
Apparently you don't.
What? I want a napkin.
But the man's role is to take care of you under social Adam Eve conditions, to provide for you, to protect you.
Yeah, get the hunter-gatherer, nurturer,
that's
whatever.
His job, apparently, through history, through social history. Your job is to provide the napkins, buy the underpants, the socks, give them
What if I reject this role?
Give them the big P every once in a while because they accept that and they want it.
I'm rejecting this. Then go home.
That's all you need.
It's common sense. I want common sense. Mm. There's a shortage of that.
Well, you know, you seem that you were complaining about the Gillette commercial where they try to bring people into a homogenous type of situation.
I'm complaining about the people that are complaining about it.
Oh,
you didn't understand that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, no.
I agree with you. The people that complain about it, what's up with that?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Then we're on the same
side
of the wall.
Exactly. That's why I was confused.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
okay.
Complaining about the people complaining.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's edit this out and fix it.
Well, no, it's okay.
Okay.
No, the people people that are, I agree with you, the people that are complaining have a complex that seems to be under attack.
Right.
That's what
that's
that
why
is.
I'm saying, let's calm down, people.
Yes.
It's take a breath. They're just trying to get you to shave.
Yes.
You're getting way too emotional about it. Okay.
Boy, did I misunderstand
you.
Yeah,
like I said, Budweiser, they're just trying to get you to drink beer. They got the crazy Absolutely. Horses. It doesn't mean that much. They want you to think about some beer.
Well, it kind of does mean that much. Yes, it's a marketing ploy. No, it's a marketing ploy. Yeah, right. The Clydesdales people. Everybody loves Clydesdale.
Yeah, they're over there.
But that's not a social.
I don't
comment.
See them every day. I see beards thing. Every day. I don't see those Clydesdales every day. You know,
they're around.
If it's where
a parade?
Parades and fairs.
That's it.
Where do they live?
At the parades and the fairs.
I don't know where they're at.
At the traveling. Well, they're traveling from
do they have
parade
a farm?
To parade. And from
is it in Ohio? Where will
probably,
I see them?
Yeah, they're drunk all the time. They're Every big. Time I thought of Ed McMahon, I thought of the Clydesdales because he was the Budweiser man.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's going back.
No, that's a good point. Yes, we haven't broken away from our social positions at all. And it's the same as white Caucasian older men who think that this country is being taken away from them by anybody that is a white Caucasian man.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Like, you're taking my manhood away. No, we're not.
They feel threatened.
We're stripping you down to your humanity, which is what you should be.
They're way too defensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you're defensive, you're defending something.
I think thou dost protest too much.
Yes.
Said Mike Tyson.
Yes. You can't talk well with an ear in your mouth.
He's been punched a couple of times.
No kidding, man.
He went to jail. He became a Muslim. Is he still a Muslim?
I don't know. I haven't touched him recently.
I need to shake his hand.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. He was in The Hangover. I love that movie. That's all I know.
I did not know he was in that.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. That's all I know. That's why I like
Mike Tyson with a hangover would not be a pleasant sight.
Oh, he had a tiger and there was a whole thing.
I can't look at him.
Because of his tattoo?
Yes. It's all over his freaking face, man.
Well, that's a statement. He's making a statement. Don't go near him. He's tough. He doesn't sound tough, but he is tough.
You can't say anything about it to his face. I can only do it on the radio.
He'll hurt you.
He will hurt me. But that's on the face. How are you going to get a job?
Okay. He doesn't need a job.
I know. I didn't realize
He's
that.
In the Hanover.
I realize.
I mean, the Hangover.
Hanover.
I've been tipping a little back a couple of rounds. That's why I was late today. I had to, get my drink on. Sorry. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, dude. You know, that's true.
I know.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, I just could tell you. Well, tell me what.
What? No, go on.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Now your turn.
You ever go in an Uber?
I've been to Hanover.
Have you ever taken a Lyft? Seriously, you have a car. You don't need to. So you've never taken a Lyft or an Uber, have you?
Oh, I did. I did the show yesterday about that.
No.
I did.
Yesterday was Sunday. What are you doing?
Okay, now let me think.
Thursday's
I'm getting my days
show. I got to look up Thursday's show.
It was Thursday's show. I did a whole
Wait,
thing
no,
about
Friday.
It.
Wait, Thursday?
It was Thursday's show. I did on Thursday's show. I talked
you sure
about
it wasn't Friday.
No, it was. I know. I'm very confused. But it's it was Thursday's show.
I love to mess with Rod.
I talked about.
I used the force on him.
The Uber and the Lyft.
Well,
and,
I was in a Lyft in Boston, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. It's a big place. Uh-huh. If you've ever heard of it.
Yeah. I'm aware.
You are?
It's almost as big as Hanover.
It is. It's not New York City. No Mike Tyson, but still.
Yes.
You know what? There's a TV in the back seat, like on airplanes. Did you know that?
In this particular
guy's
car.
In that particular...
Car.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was a cab.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to kill your whole story.
No, because I was in a cab and a lift. Okay. I have two stories.
At the same time? What's the point?
It was the same day. Hey, you know what?
So you went to one location in a cab
and then
back
came back
in
the lift.
That was exactly my story on Thursday. I was in Brooklyn, New York. I took New York. I took an Uber to the Brooklyn Museum from the hotel, and I took a licensed yellow New York cab.
What was the difference?
The price.
Oh.
I was cheated by the Uber. It was $20 to get from the hotel, the flat fee, $20 from the hotel to the Brooklyn Museum.
I thought the cab was more in Boston.
Walked out of the Brooklyn Museum. There was a cab. There were cabs waiting.
Right.
Got in a cab. Went back to the hotel. Same distance.
Ooh.
3 hours later, $9.
Uh-oh. Well, our cab was
20.
9 versus 12. The cab was more for the same distance.
Oh, well.
So figure that one out, man.
I can't.
Well, let me just say, in this cab I was in, there was a TV in the back seat with an on-demand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. How far are you going? Have time to watch
exactly.
a whole movie?
That's what I'm saying. That's the story. So I'm like, I shut it off. But let me just say this first. I heard this TV,
this
and I thought, is this driver watching TV? I don't know where it was coming from.
Yeah.
So I said, is this driver? How does he watch TV and drive? I was so, you know, baffled. But then I looked down, I saw Ellen and somebody, and I'm like, wait, oh, it's right there. Let's shut this right off right now. I'm not listening to this on demand. What is that about?
Okay.
But that was...
Ellen was on demand?
She was just doing... They do little commercials on these things. They're like the like on the planes. It's just promo.
Okay.
It was a promo for me to watch something.
So it wasn't even a movie.
I didn't want to watch it. It could have been on demand TV.
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't take the time to investigate. It was a short ride.
Yeah.
It was a short ride.
Well, it's point then.
It's no on demand. Yeah. Not watching...
What, they didn't serve a full meal?
I'm watching Braveheart here. There was no meal. But actually, we got in the first cab, my mom and I,
yeah.
And we said we told him where we wanted to go, and he was confused,
yeah.
And he didn't speak good English,
yeah.
And I said, should we get another cab then? He goes, yes, I find new customer.
Really?
Yeah, and we went.
Well, kicked you out of the cab.
He doesn't know where he's going, dude. I'm not driving around and around and around paying for him to figure out where he is. So this is the funny part.
This is a licensed cab or an Uber?
Licensed cab, Boston.
Oh.
So we go to the next one in line. So my mom always wanted to go to the first one. So that was the first cab.
Right,
good idea, Mom.
Right,
so we get to the second one. And I start to tell the man, black guy from Haiti, awesome dude.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going. He goes, never mind, get in. Like he knew every place in Boston.
Mind.
He goes, so I got
never
in.
Mind.
Sure enough. It didn't matter. He knew where he was going.
That's,
I love that.
That's the cab driver.
I love that.
Yeah, the other guy, no.
Perfect.
Did you also take an Uber or a Lyft?
Now, at night, when you go back, call to the Lyft,
mm-hmm.
because I already have the Lyft app.
Right.
I don't have an Uber app,
right.
So it's easier for me to do Lyft.
Sure.
Did Lyft.
Yes.
Guy shows up.
Yes.
I didn't read the text. Sometimes you got to read these texts before they show up. He goes, your driver is deaf or hard of hearing. You may say thank you in American Sign Language or something.
What?
Yeah. I can prove it. I have the text.
I believe you.
But the thing is, I get in and he's talking. It's the same guy they're saying, Ruben. He's talking. He doesn't seem deaf. Not only that, he's driving us where we're going. He is watching TV on his phone. He's watching a Hispanic
I don't want him watching while he's doing people.
That's what I'm saying. He was watching a Hispanic, look, Latino concert.
Go. This is why I don't like the shared rides concept.
So
and you're in the guy's car where he basically had sex with his wife in the back seat.
How is he deaf?
You don't know.
And how is he deaf if he's listening to a concert?
Yes.
I'd like to know. And so when we first got in, I was trying to tell him where we're going. And he's like, you must have typed in the wrong address. I said, I did not. We're having a conversation.
There's your Lyft.
Uber.
There's your Lyft. And, your Uber,
but
I'm sorry.
Everyone's Hispanic or from another, they're usually Hispanic.
Yeah.
I've been doing Lyfts for a year now,
whatever.
A year in February.
Yes.
That's how they make
that's
an extra
fine.
Money.
That's
it
fine.
Is.
That's
but
right.
But you very rarely find a white American person operating a Lyft. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not that there's
well,
anything
in
wrong
New York,
with it.
You don't find that either.
No, this was in Florida, in Boston.
Okay.
I'm talking
well,
Miami.
You know, I don't know.
Miami,
Miami. Cab drivers are not necessarily any
no,
different.
They're not either.
But my point is, when you got into this shared ride company's car, did you not, like I do, feel insecure, like I hope they don't take me to an alley?
No, I never think
I
that,
I always
ever.
Do. I am
really?
In somebody, why don't I
well,
just
I would think it more
ride.
Than you, and I'm a small woman.
Yes.
I'm a small woman.
Yes.
I could be easily, whatever. You're a big guy.
Yeah.
You should never be thinking that because I don't even think it. I feel totally safe.
Well, I don't know. When in front of a moving car and someone's driving, I'm still captive.
Yeah.
No matter what size I am.
No.
I feel much better in a
I'm fine with getting
licensed,
in cabs.
In
I'm fine with getting in Ubers. I don't ever think that. And you know me. Mm-hmm. I'm like doom and gloom, paranoid, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
and you know what?
I'm
I don't even think of that.
I'm not.
I get bigger fish to fry. Ron, how would I live this long if I wasn't like a little skittish and worried and, you know, apprehensive about what I need to be, not about everything.
All right.
Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer,
well,
be
I know.
Smart,
that's
people.
Why I don't understand why
don't
you
walk
just like
in dark alleys in bad neighborhoods at night.
Look, when I was growing up, my parents told me never accept rides from strangers, and that's Uber and Lyft. So I'm sorry.
Yes and
it
no.
It just does not work.
Yeah.
They are strangers. Just because they're online. You were telling me everything online is legitimate?
All right,
no.
Well, listen, all right, I'll give you this then. I would not drive an Uber. I would not let a stranger in my car, okay?
Yeah.
Because I would be more nervous driving than being a passenger. They're gonna try to rob me, even though Uber doesn't deal in money necessarily. It's all paid for in advance.
Yes. I don't care.
Okay.
That's just doesn't matter.
You know, so you're not going to drive an Uber. I know that.
Oh, God, no. No one's getting in my car, baby.
I barely get in your car.
No one's, yeah.
Your car, listen, Ron's car is immaculate.
Well,
I've never seen such a clean
car.
Well,
I'm not having... What if some big, big 500-pound guy gets into my car who hasn't showered in 5 days and stinks
and
from...
And throws
from
up.
Yeah.
I've heard the nightmare stories. Car? People puke in
get
these
things. Get out of my car.
You have to be... You're in trouble if you puke in an Uber.
Yeah.
You're in trouble, not them.
Why do people... take Ubers, it's because they're drunk and they can't drive half the time.
No,
well,
not
after
me.
2 o'clock, you might find that's the case.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
That's enough.
All right. I'll be the judge of that.
Would you rather?
Well, on every show, we apparently. We apparently play the game of Would You Rather, which is available in toy stores all over the country.
It is. It's internet. It's everywhere.
Yeah. So
message board.
That's what we're doing today. Yeah. And you can play along at home. It's fun for the whole family.
You only have two choices, though.
Yeah. It's a Sophie's Choice game. I don't know why you don't call it that.
Sometimes Ron doesn't answer. I always answer.
Well,
I got to make that decision.
Some things are not answerable.
No. You have to. Mm. Remember?
I don't have to do anything, but sometimes...
That's a good attitude, yeah. Mr. Gillette.
Who's going to go first?
I'll pick this
Fine.
One.
Fine.
No, I don't want
All
that
right.
one. You know what? That's a silly one. I don't want silly ones. Oh, well, no. I know the answers to these for you.
Maybe I should go first.
You're very predictable.
Maybe I should go first.
Oh, here you go.
Struggling.
No, he's
okay.
No, I'm not struggling anymore, my friend.
All right.
How about this? Would you rather have a missing finger or an extra toe?
I think we've been here before.
I like the phalange ones.
Extra toe. Sure.
How do your shoes fit, dude?
We'll get a wider shoe. Hello.
One shoe?
Yeah.
You can have your shoe made tailored to you, just 1 foot?
I guess you put a dummy toe on the other foot.
There's a dummy involved.
But I'd rather have extra than that way if I lose a toe, I'm still good. That's why you have a lot of children, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's true.
No. I certainly wouldn't want to miss a finger digit. No.
Really?
Yeah.
But that toe is going to be a problem walking.
Yeah, well, it's going
to
be a problem.
This is what I might not be able to answer. Well, you know what?
If I was missing a finger on my non-useful hand,
okay,
so to speak.
I've known people like that.
Then I guess I could get along. Then I would say the fingers, but
One of my customers comes in and his hand looks like this.
Yeah.
He's missing all kinds of stuff
on
that hand. And he still kind of works with it.
Here's the difference. I'm over 6 feet tall, usually. And
right now?
Right now as we speak, but... My foot is like not even near me.
Are we doing this again? I don't want to bend over.
I don't see the foot. I never see my foot. My hands all the time. I'm looking at these things.
Everyone else is looking at them too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I might feel self-conscious if someone's looking at my missing finger.
No one ever. And if I don't want someone to see my feet, they will never see my
I've
feet.
I've never seen your feet.
I've,
do you have them? Do you have toes? How many toes?
17.
You got extra toes?
I have 17 toes.
All right.
I rent them out on weekends.
I'll go with extra toe then. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll go agree with you only because someone will see my hand more than my foot.
All right, here's one for you.
All right.
Would you rather have the power to read minds or the telekinetic power to move objects?
I'm going to move objects.
I agree with you.
Because I want to right now.
Yes.
I'm sitting in bed sick sometimes, and I'm like, if I could just make
that be great?
Get to me.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be the best.
I don't need to read minds because I kind of don't care.
I already know what they're thinking.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I already have that ability.
You're already advanced.
I'm advanced.
I would love to just point at something and have it move.
Sure.
When I was a kid, and this is a true story, and it's the only true thing I've ever said.
Probably.
I was sitting in my living room when my parents weren't home, and I was, because I wasn't supposed to sit in the living room when my parents weren't home.
Did they cover the furniture in plastic?
Actually,
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. For a little while.
We never did that. My parents never had plastic furniture, ever.
Six, seven
they
years
had
old.
Fancy furniture that was uncovered.
Yeah, well.
That's how you live, man.
All right,
live
man.
For now.
So, on the coffee table was a cigarette box, because everybody back then smoked.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I would take a cigarette out of the cigarette box
and
put it... No. I would put it on the coffee table, and I would stare at it.
Oh, no, you make it move.
Try
Uri Geller.
Try to
do
make
the spoon
it move.
Thing, right?
Yeah. I would try to make it move. It never worked.
No.
But I practiced and tried
and tried.
You can
never tell anyone that story.
Really,
you know that.
Well, I won't. No one's going to hear this.
Oh, gosh. It's so embarrassing.
no, it's not. It shows my gumption.
Something. I don't think gumption's the word.
Well,
I think gullible's the word. It starts with a G, right?
No, man. I really believed, to this day, I believe that the mind probably can do that. It's just not, I haven't found the key to it.
No. Well, Uri Geller did, remember?
That was phony.
Well,
That was phony stuff.
Well, then it's all phony, Ron. Stop it. Stop all trying to move things.
Well, I'd rather be able to
move
to
your bowels. That's what you need to work on.
Kinetically would be great. I don't even have to push.
right.
Even better. You go. Okay, your turn.
No, my turn. I'm going to find another
question
one here.
Question B.
No, you won't want that one. You know, it's about kids. Again, money or love. Now we know Ron's answer there.
No, money.
That's kind of the same one we just had. Yeah. Fly or read minds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We're going to fly.
No, all right.
We're going to fly. I'm going to fly.
Yeah, we're going to fly.
Okay, here's one for you. Would you rather host a foreign exchange student for a year or be an exchange student for a year?
Host.
Why?
Host.
What?
Host.
Ron, if you be, you get to go.
I don't want to go.
You're not thinking about this.
I don't want to go.
I'm making you go.
I don't want to go.
You say you're 22.
Let me tell you why.
Not now. You're 22.
Oh, well.
You're a student.
I can't anymore. I can't imagine being 22.
Really? Well, I mean, you wouldn't still want to go somewhere?
No. Well, if I want to go somewhere, I'll get enough money to stay in a hotel. I'm not going to stay at somebody's house. And
Now I like the logic. Okay.
If someone stayed in my house,
all right.
I'm in control. We eat what I want to eat.
It's all about food. Boyfriend, you listening? Ron, it's all about food too.
We go to bed when I want to go to bed. We turn the TV off when I want to turn it off. We go to places when I want to take you somewhere.
Ron, you're like Donald Trump with this selfishness. I want to walk.
I've got my arms crossed as I'm saying this.
Right. We're having hamburgers and Taco Bells.
Much better than being stuck at somebody's house.
I misspoke.
Over the ocean somewhere, you know, like, Ron, it's time to to have sex with my brother.
And they say it in a different language that you got to know, man.
Yeah. No, so no.
No.
Okay. No question in my mind.
That's a good one, then.
None in my mind at all.
Nothing in your mind.
All right, this is kind of weird. It's kind of a play on words.
None of these are weird at all, so all right. Go ahead.
Would you rather live with a hoarder or a whore?
Wow. Did you think of that yourself?
No.
What?
I did not.
That sounds like a Ron Van Dam question for sure.
I mean, I know the answer.
You know this is too soon, Ron. It's too close to home right now. So.
Okay, let's move it on.
No. I can think about it.
Right.
I'm going to rather live with... I haven't thought about this because I already do one. I already live with one of those.
We're not going to say which one.
Everyone that knows me knows which one.
All right.
So...
you don't have to.
I've always answered every question.
All right.
I don't want to start now not answering.
All right.
I'm going to rather live with a hoarder.
Okay.
Because I think the other way it'll smell bad. Probably. And I can smell everything.
Smells bad with a hoarder. They're keeping dead cats.
Do you know what a whore is, right?
Yes.
So, well, then that's a whole different smell. I'm not dealing with that.
Well, they're both smelly.
Yeah, but I'm used to one.
At least I'm getting something out of something.
Oh, I see. It's to your benefit.
It could be a female whore.
How am I benefiting? She's bringing people in.
It's someone of the opposite sex, quite obviously, I believe.
No, still, I like my sleep.
Oh, no, if it's someone of the...
I don't want to be bothered. You know what? Don't poke at me.
No, they can't come in the house. You're not a foreign exchange student. All right.
Well, okay. I'd rather live with a hoarder. Because I'm used to that. I know what I'm getting.
Well, now, that's good, because you can do the hoarder and I'll do the whore, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah. I'm not getting AIDS.
Yeah, right.
So I know what I'm getting.
Well, you could get disease from the hoarder.
Couple extra couches and some golf clubs. Yeah. I don't know.
Sit down on the couch, you sit on a dead cat.
A few
I don't
thousand
know. I'm
books.
Not sure about that.
It's not a problem.
Okay. Maybe it's not specific
Oh, is it my
enough.
Turn enough?
I think so.
Okay. We always have, these are like the same questions. You don't even know what the Harry Potter land is.
No, I don't. Happily
oh,
not.
Oh, here's one. I think we've had kind of like this, but answer me anyway. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be invisible or invincible? We can't ask Donald Trump because he doesn't understand the difference in those words.
Invincible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you're invisible, you're always invisible. I'd like to be seen sometimes. Hello, here I am. My eyes are up here.
Yes, don't some of us feel like we're invisible already?
Oh, Ron. Well, this is the music. What is that sad music you have when you're... That's psychological violence.
Have you walked into a room and people don't even turn around? Yeah. Sad. All right. Well, there's
I'm going to be invincible, too.
Yeah, invincible, of course.
Because I already am.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Would you rather have had your first sexual experience with another virgin or with a slut who is experienced?
Oh, see, Ron, you have a theme going today a little bit. Are they a hoarder also?
I get it.
I'm going to go with the virgin. A virgin and with a virgin. Let's learn together. See, but I'm a woman. You're a man, and it could be a very different answer.
I'm going
answer.
For the slut.
Yeah,
because,
see, men are men. See, I'm not surprised.
I want to learn.
No,
I'm not going to pick anything up from the other virgin. We're just going to sit there and look at each other and be intimidated. That's
well, I was a virgin with a virgin guy, and I liked that original way, way back.
My first was with an experienced person.
We didn't know what we were doing. It was great.
No, this girl knew her stuff.
Yes, yeah. And, I don't know about that. I wouldn't want an experienced man at the age I was.
To this day, I thank her.
No, no. Really? Well, that's a guy, and I'm a woman, so that's different. No, I guess that's
part of the game.
Right, and I got what I wanted.
All right. Let's do one more round, and...
Oh, no. These are weird ones again. Oh, here's a good one for you, Ron. I like this one. Would you rather be a nobody in a perfect world or be a very important person in a really bad world?
A nobody in a perfect world.
Yep. I agree with you.
Yep.
Because the world's crappy enough right now. No. And if you're a very important person like Donald Trump in a really bad world...
No.
He's just adding to the problem.
No way.
I'll be a nobody. I'd live a perfect world.
No way.
I'm a nobody now.
Well, kind of, sort of. I don't think so.
You know,
I'm
Tory Lagarde, though.
I don't think that's true.
I've kissed Richie Havens. There you go.
Yes. And touched people.
I touch them all.
It's made their lives better.
Especially virgins.
Yep. Would you rather date a person with very low self-esteem? This is pretty much what we're talking about.
It's everybody. Yeah, okay.
Or would you rather date a person who was fairly cocky about themselves?
I've done both. So which did I prefer?
They both suck, let's face it.
Ooh, it's a type A male. It's like an alpha male, too. Mm-hmm, I know one of the people I know still is. Mm-hmm, like they like Trump and everything. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes with the Trump thing, too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with self-esteem because a lot of these cocky people are just too much. Mm-hmm. And I need less. Less is more.
I agree with you. I will go for the low self-esteem.
Okay.
I cannot take cocky. And after 2016, my opinion was solidified.
And women that would be called what? Snobby or full of themselves or?
Yeah. Yeah. Cocky. You can be cocky.
You don't really, can you? Really? Cocky? A woman?
Yeah.
I know it's an attitude, but still, I never hear a woman called cocky. I hear them called, I don't know.
Full of themselves, I guess, is the other, I don't know.
Kind of snooty. And
nothing really.
Looking down on other people.
Yeah. Nothing says it like cocky.
You're right. Yeah, I guess. That's like Star Wars was the first time I ever heard that word.
Bitchy is even soft, comparatively.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like a bad mood. I get that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's your game, ladies and gentlemen.
Good
would
episode.
You rather? Yeah. Good hey, episode. Cool. Cool. Good times.
Would you rather?
Georgettes.
And the Tourettes.
The Tourettes.
Tourettes.
Right. Well, now. And there you have it. Another Monday down the tubes, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you said 45.
42. Oh, right. 42. The meaning of life is 42. That's the best number, Ron. If anyone ever asks you, it's 42.
Which is a nice even number. I like
that. It's the meaning of life.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
I don't know why you said that.
Because half the audience does and the other half doesn't either.
Would I rather know what it means or not?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's why I didn't know. Because you're referencing a movie.
It's the number. Everyone knows this.
If there's any information I tend not to retain, it's information that comes from theatrical production.
It was a book first.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I do not care.
You know you read books.
I do read books.
Still? I mean, when do you have time?
Not since we started the show,
When do you have time to read?
Thursdays.
I wish I
really don't know. She's Tori Lagarde, and she'll be back next Monday to join us. Until
probably.
Then, probably. We wish you peace.